yesterday?
Well, I'm trying to move on past that. We talked to the team a little bit today about it, and I just got to move on to the next game, and that's tonight, so I can't keep rehashing it. I did enough of that yesterday.
Would you like to have had a practice yesterday?
Trust me, if I could have changed it, it would have been changed. So that's a whole other area. Yeah, there's no doubt we would have practiced yesterday. And it just was the way that it was, and that's just the new game we're in. So,
do you get the sense that the players are feeling like they need to pick it up big time after the last game?
I sense that. We'll see in their play. I think, you know, you can say all the words you want. I think that your actions speak volumes, and that's what needs to be spoken is the action of our team.
Talk about tonight's game, big game for tonight. How do you stop Stamkos on the other side?
Well, he's a hard player. Certain first thing is you don't want to put him on the power play because he's really good there, and he's a good player. I mean, he's dynamic. They got some guys that score a majority of their points, you know, and he's certainly at the top of the list. He's got to be aware when he's out there. You're not going to shadow him, you know, but he can hurt you different ways. But if you give him power play times, we experienced that last time in here, that's not a good recipe for success.
Why Montoya?
Ooh, why Montoya? You know what? Pavlik's played 10 straight games. I thought he looked tired, a little bit slow in some areas, reaction-wise in the last game, and he's going to, we just need to manage this. It's 16 games this month. I don't think you can, I think it's going to come up and bite you somewhere else, and, you know, Montoya's had success in here and has done well against Tampa, so, you know, and it's time for him to get back into net. Not really. He's a good shooter. I mean, he's, you know, deadly off the goal line on the power play, or he pops up in that area there. He's just an elite player that's going to continue getting better, you know. And he's obviously driven, and they use him, you know, they use him and depend on him, and I think he feeds off of that. He's just a good player. Those guys are, and he's a young player. He's going to be, he's already good. He's going to be very good.
What's the hardest thing maybe about preparing for him?
You just got to be aware he's on the ice. He can hurt you a lot of ways. He gets to the net, and you got to make sure of controlling his stick because he can really let the shot go, and he's got good speed. So there's no one thing. You just got to hope that you got your group out there that can check him.
Could you mention that yesterday, unfortunately, it wasn't the ability to have a practice for the Jets. Did you do anything different in this morning's game day skate or work on some things that maybe you wouldn't normally do throughout the season?
We just went a little bit longer than we did because of yesterday, trying to get the legs going a little bit. We went a little bit longer. We did some things that I felt were specific to Tampa Bay. So that's how you can utilize your time now in this shortened season, is you use your pregame skate to get some stuff accomplished. And that's what we did. And then, guys, you got to be careful that you don't get too carried away because guys have routines and they don't like to veer from the routine. So we went a little bit longer and did some specific things that would help us, we felt. So we'll see if it works.